Hey kids, Dean with Crypt of the Wonder Dog. Today on the show, we have Jillian Godsill, one of the most influential women in blockchain. One of the most influential women in blockchain. She's busy. She's flying all over the country. She's making waves in this crazy world of blockchain and technology. Coming soon to a city country near you. She was just kind of shared with us some of her upcoming adventures, and she's so much fun to talk to. I love talking with her, and I think we're going to be doing a regular show on women in blockchain really soon. And she's no better person in the world to do something like that other than Jillian. And great woman to talk to. Today's show sponsored by posterburner.com. If you have a iPhone or camera or anything that you've got just a basket full of pictures that you need printed, you don't know where to go to posterburner.com and /wonderdog and get a 10% coupon there. Let's see what happens when we pull that up. Posterburner.com. Let's go there now. Posterburner.com. Make your own custom posters. They have posters, canvases, decals, banners, metal prints, ornaments, mouse pads, postcards, flyers, yard signs, shirts, photo gifts, and they have their own graphic in-house designers. Once again, if you need 10% off, use posterburner.com/wonderdog, and fast shipping. I had one made for myself of something I had. They shipped it over, and it's wonderful, beautiful. You can get 24 by 36 movie poster size made under $20, and you can't get that anywhere. You can't go see a movie here under $20. You got them poster now. Go to posterburner.com/wonderdog today. Get your 10% off and enjoy that beautiful print that you get put up in your house. Jillian is like I said, she's busy, and it's always wonderful to get her on the phone. And we had Skype and Zoom are such a pain in the butt to try to get this stuff to work right. We were going to try to do something with Skype because it seems like Zoom is having a little bit of a delay issue, and the video is just not as clear. Maybe that's what's happening with our YouTube channel. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Hit that little bell so be notified whenever the Crypto the Wonder Dog show is up, or Block Bites, which is a daily show that we're doing with the news that all the kids are hip to, and the top five coins and the top five gainers for the day. What else? I've already talked about how hot it is here today. It's just always hot. North American Sports and Blockchain Conference coming up in February. I can see it February, November. February, February 2019. February 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Westin Bonaventure, downtown LA. As of now, could move, but that's so far that's where it's going to be. If you're going to be in the LA area, if you want to be in the LA area, go to nasbc.com. nasbc.co, not com.co. And you can see we're about 177 days away from that. Get your tickets, register, they have contact information, Los Angeles, there's the phone numbers. If you want to sponsor the show, there's a sponsor link right there. This is sports and blockchain. If you're sports related, if you have an ICO coming out that has some kind of sports attached to it, esports, gambling, fantasy sports, pro sports, amateur sports, college sports, mouse sports, dolphin sports, I don't know. Any kind of sports, if it can be blockchained, and it will jump on over, check it out today, nasbc.ca, co, nasbc.ca. That is going to be a great show. We're going to have some sports celebrities popping up there left and right. We'll have speakers. Right now we've got just a sprinkling of speakers that are going to be there. A couple of football leagues that are being blockchained. Freedom Football League and the Fan Control Football League, FCFL. Sunil Bardwaj, who is CEO of Globotalent, and Alex Mashinsky, he is from Celsius Network. I did a show with him recently. Very, very, very cool guy. He, VOIP and MOIP. So, if you haven't seen that show, check that one out. Also, speaking of events, if you're going to be doing an event this year or anytime soon, and you want to hire the best people in the biz, you want to hire the smartest people in the biz, you want to get some great catering, you can event.com. In less than 4 days, you can attract your first sponsors. You can get ticket sales by having your event showcased in virtual reality, available on your phone, your laptop, or your tablet. Share the vision of your event. At the same time, you can get the best prices for your venue rentals, furniture, catering, vendors, entertainers. And I think I was telling you that I just got a submission from some lady that's a flamenco dancer that would like to be part of my conference. I don't know if it's the right venue for flamenco dancers, but it's great to know that those types of people are out there. There you go. Youcanevent.com. All right, kids. Today's show, Jillian Godsill, one of the most influential women in blockchain. You guys ready to start the show? All right. Let's start the show.
Jazz hands the whole time, and no one will know what the hell's going on.
No one can see me. No one's there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be on my phone the whole time. Yes, I'm ready to come to you here.
Yeah, just hold it. Just put a smile on a picture and hold it up in front of your mouth.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's not gonna work. Yeah.
Jill, where the hell you been? You've been off my show for so long, and but you've been very, very busy. A lot busier than I am.
Yeah, I'm going to this great festival at the end of the month in Croatia.
Croatia,
DJs and blockchain and Tesla's grandson and empowerment and sustainable energy. It's going to be so trendy, and I'm going to be the odd one out.
Are you?
I'm not trendy at all.
You seem like like one of the most trendy people in the space, though. I mean, you're everywhere.
Just energetic. Yeah, just energetic. Not trendy. Not cool. You know, like they'll be doing this really, I don't know, weird pulsing trance music. I'll be dancing my 1980s style, you know?
Hey, the 80s rock, man. The 80s are the best. I'm right there with you at the 80s, man.
I'll be so embarrassing.
Yeah, well, you know, but I see I see you all the time now. I mean, I see these companies that have you up, and it says featuring Jillian, blah blah blah, and blah blah blah, and you seem to be everywhere now. So, and one of the most influential women in blockchain.
I am the heir. We are everything. We're all connected. Have you seen Dick Gently's holistic detective agency on Netflix?
What is it?
Gently's holistic detective agency.
Obviously not. If I have to ask you what that was. I do watch Netflix constantly, so I'm surprised I haven't seen that.
Well, this is your man for who played Frodo in Lord of the Rings is in it. And it's amazing, and it's the next rewrite from, you know, Douglas Adams, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I looked at the movie. Yeah,
yeah. This is like the next thing on from it. And Dirk Gently's there. He goes, everything is connected. But it is. It's very clever. It's like a Salman Rushdie novel. It's just so clever. Very, very clever.
Yes, things are. Yeah, things are connected, and I see that a lot. I experience that a lot whenever I'm thinking about somebody. And all of a sudden, it just pops up on my phone. It's bizarre.
I do that too.
Do you?
I think about Michael Fassbender or your man, what do you call him? A lovely man who's married to Amal. George Clooney. Yeah. I think about them. And next minute they ring me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I just tell him, George, look, you gotta move on, dude. All right. You've got a new life now. You got to let me go.
I haven't been drinking. That's milk. Yeah. And this is lemon water.
Yeah.
Definitely drinking.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm switching gears today. I'm going with the Mexican Coca-Cola. Cause I saw it in a bottle and I know I don't want brain cancer from aluminum cans, and apparently that's a thing now from the aluminum cans. So I am going back to the Mexican. I don't know which one's better, but glass. But you know,
I think perhaps the Coke is not great for you. Actually,
you're probably right. You know, I was gonna go with a Stella Artois, but I'm going to lunch with a guy here in a little bit, so I'm gonna save
it's only morning. Yeah,
it's 1:27.
The sun is over the yard arm, as they say. My mom used to always say this, or does say, the sun's over the yard arm.
Yeah, yeah, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's what we always say. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. You know,
yeah. Well, half nine here.
I don't know if you guys are experiencing the heat, the crazy heat that we are getting here.
It's just starting to. It's actually cool tonight. I mean, I have the door open because the dog's out there, but it's actually for the first time it's cooled down the last few days. So it was nice today, but we've come to the end of our heat.
All right. Well, I'm a little dewy right now. I just turned my air conditioner off to do the show because it's very loud. Okay. So if I start sweating through my shirt here in a second. Okay, so
it's not visible.
Enough of my personal problems here. So what have you been up to? I miss Woman in Blockchain, and I know you're very you're, like I said, you're everywhere. So what are some of the biggest things you're working on?
Do you know what I've discovered? What I'm really excited about, and this is really mad, for the first time in my career, first time ever, my age and my gender is a positive.
It's a positive. Right on.
Isn't that amazing?
All right, yes.
It's a positive for the first time ever.
Doggone it.
So I'm very excited about that. So I, like last, two nights ago, I gave a talk in Trinity with the Women in Blockchain meetup group.
Mm-hmm.
And a really nice bunch of women. And I gave this talk all about basically telling them sort of my life story, that mad life story, you know, bankruptcy and home repossession and bailiffs and changing the law and running for parliament and getting a master's. Mm-hmm. And the things you do. And then I said, but you know what? I said, you have to get into blockchain. And I told them why, and I told them how, and I gave them ideas. And it was very interesting. And it was born up afterwards. But I gave this example. When a woman looks at a job advert, right, she might say, oh, this job advert, I can do maybe 70% of that. No, I'm not going to apply. I can only do 70%. Oh. A man looks like a job advert. He goes, whoa, I can do 70%. I'm going to apply for that job. So women put themselves down there. They don't go for things that they should do. They lack confidence in that regard. And men fake it all the time. And I mean, fake it till you make it. Why not?
That's my motto.
Yeah, oh, totally. And I was saying to all the women, I said, you know, put blockchain in your LinkedIn profile. See what happens. See who says hello to you. Just go here, go there. And afterwards, I was talking to the women, and they were all like going, because they, you know, they're a very polite bunch of it. And they said, you're right. And I said, I know I'm right. And because I certainly know, I was saying to them, my generation of women growing up, we were taught that I was allowed to be intelligent and smart and all the rest of it. But you're also taught to be kind of like be a little bit like a gentle lady, you know. You couldn't be too shouty, too aggressive, or anything. You know, you weren't meant to be ladylike. So you can be smart, but you could have an opinion, but you weren't meant to be, oh, I don't know, that much out there. And so I was saying to them, you know, there's another meme there on Facebook where it says, if you have a talent, let it shine, because you do nobody any favor if you are modest and you hide your light, whatever it is. Now, it could be baking cookies or it could be running corporations, but if you have a talent, let it shine.
Yeah.
Let it out. And I think as women, sometimes we're a bit, you know, I must be a bit modest, or a bit, you know, show-offy. No, go for it. And there's also a Women in IT Awards coming this autumn to Ireland. And I was saying to the girls, I gave them the link and I said, go and self-nominate yourself.
Yes.
Go on. Put yourself down there. And actually, in fairness, the guy who's organizing, he contacted me and he said, would I nominate myself? And I said, me, myself, and go on. Oh, okay. So I didn't do one. I did four categories.
Really?
Overall Woman of the Year. You know,
right on. Yes. Why not?
So I might get nominated for one of them. But I say to the girls, go and nominate. So I think that's my big thing at the moment is chatting with women, because there are very few. Oh, I'm also CEO of a startup now called Black Newbie. So there are very few women who are CEOs in this space.
Yes, very few.
Very few women who are leading. I mean, there's women here and there. There's a couple of them. We know some of them, and you know, that's grand. But there are very few serious women businesswomen. I think there's only 4% I've seen quoted in this space anyway. But they're mostly in the PR and marketing areas, which is kind of my area too as well. So I'm not knocking. I mean, that's my strength area. But there's very few women who are actually leading teams. And it's interesting, there was two of the women at the talk on Wednesday night. They actually were quite deep into blockchain. They were project managers. And you could actually tell, when I was speaking with them, they had a confidence that the other women who wanted to get in didn't have. Isn't that interesting? They were kind of good. And they were lovely, very nice women. But I said, what do you do? I'm a project manager. I went to my inside. I went, yeah, I'm not surprised. You have a confidence about it. You know, you bridge that. So I think that's the thing that I want to impart. I want women to get into this space. That's what I've been doing recently. Yes. Women. Woo!
Yes. And getting other names involved with that, I'm sure will help you. We've got celebrities now that are starting to move into that. One that I saw something on, and I'm trying to find it right now. I don't know if you know who Meg Whitman is. She was
name rings a bell.
She was with eBay. I also think that she was on Forbes. But I just saw something just recently about her getting involved with, because she was CEO of Hewlett Packard.
That's where I know the name from. Yeah.
Yes. A former Hasbro and Walt Disney, executive. She was running for, California, governor of California. I actually met her at a function in Orange County here, but I saw something and I can't, for some reason, I can't pull it up. It was, former eBay invest in esports, which it's now, big esports thing. So she is a name here in the States that would have some kind of influence on that. And if she starts talking about blockchain more so than esports, and I think that'll get some more people involved with that.
Can I tell you an interesting story? Actually, you just twigged something in my brain. I don't know if you're watching the World Hockey, women's hockey.
Women's hockey. I didn't know there was actually such a thing.
Now this is like field hockey. It's not ice hockey.
Oh, okay, field hockey. Okay, I think we call that lacrosse. Is that?
No, that's a different sport. Hockey. It's the same. I mean, men play it too as well, but it's on grass
I guess a ball, right? You're playing with a little round.
Ball.
And they're still saying they're smacking it on the ground, right?
Yeah, although I think that's gone. In my day, I used to play hockey. You go bully one, bully two. I think now they take off from the center. That's gone now. There's some rule changes. I don't know why. You know, it wasn't that long ago, I'm sure, when I was playing hockey. But anyway, the Irish women's hockey team. They are amazing, right? Because they were the second lowest ranked in the whole World Cup. They're all amateurs, so they all got day jobs, right? And most of the other top teams are all full professionals. They got as far as the semifinals. They played, they came home with silver medals, right? It was absolutely phenomenal. The whole country was behind them because it couldn't have. These women who have, they're, you know, lawyers and, you know, bank tellers and teachers, and they have full-time jobs.
Wow.
And yet they made it. I mean, they beat India. They beat, who did they beat then? Was it France? I can't remember. And then they met Holland in the final.
Hockey World Cup finals. Ireland beaten 6-0 by the Dutch.
But the Dutch are phenomenal. Now, having said that, the Irish were doing amazingly. But they weren't expected to get there, right?
They weren't expected.
And then, because they're amateur and the Dutch team are all professionals. They play sport the whole time. That's like pitching David versus Goliath. It's like putting a local league team against a big club. But it also provoked a conversation, right? And they were saying that, you know, why is women's sport, why is women's sport, so it's not usually 5% of the sports pages. It's mostly men's, you know, the sports that are in. The women's are so little. And then there was all these conversations, whatever, and people were saying, that's because men watch sport more than women. except for my granny, my mum, sorry, my kid's granny. She watches all sport.
Does but she? Right.
Men watch more sport than women. Okay, that's probably right. So you're going to follow where the audience is. Your money will follow that and all the rest of it. And then my daughter pointed out, she said, you know, she said, if you had equal coverage of both sports, and you stop calling women's sports and men's, so you just had sports in equal coverage, so you'd half and half, approximately, and men, let's say men with the greatest consumerist of the sports pages and the news, whatever, if they were used to watching women's sports, they probably wouldn't care that they were watching men or women do sports, because they just be used to it, and give it a few generations and just be sports.
Yeah.
So the same way with blockchain. At the moment, I'm pushing women in blockchain big time.
Good.
And I want to get to the point where I don't have to even say that. Just say blockchain. People in blockchain.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, you have to do it at the beginning bits. And then once you have got up to the, you know, to the point, and then you go, right, okay, we've reached critical mass here. There are as many women as there are men in this area. Because also, I think this is possibly an even more interesting area, because a lot of time you get girls who outperform boys, right the way through. Even in university, they outperform boys, and then they hit, real life and careers, and then they tend to, there's like that seepage where women tend to fall out of the system, typically to go home and have babies, you know, and that's a biological function, and it's also, there are a lot of things to say for why a woman should raise a child rather than a, you know, dad, you know, I mean, dads can be great dads too as well, but it's kind of the way it happens, right?
Yeah.
But they don't come back in again. So, but maybe with blockchain, because another interesting thing too as well, sort of on the side, is also with education as well. Like the jobs that kids are being educated for now will not exist. And there are jobs that we have no idea about.
Yes.
That's kind of scary. So there's always this change up. So I think that blockchain, it not only would it change everything, if you get enough women interested in it, it doesn't really matter where they are and whether you're at home with babies or not or there, you can still do amazing jobs because the world would be so much different.
Yeah. It is there. Yeah, when you think about it, because like whenever, you know, in the early 90s, whenever the web came out, they weren't teaching kids web design in school, and now they're teaching the kids web design. They're teaching marketing. I saw something where they actually had social media classes now in high school. Not that they would need that, because I'm sure the kids could probably teach those classes.
Yeah. although the problem is, of course, with public education, this is a universal thing, is that kids are sat into seats, into rows, and they have to listen to the teacher, and it's all open wide, you know, little fledglings in the nest, whatever. And that's not a good, children are learning content, not skills. So that doesn't equip them for even today's world, let alone tomorrow's world, because kids should be taught critical thinking. They should be taught the skills. Problem solving and creativity.
Yeah, that's absolutely what they need to
talk, not content. Because, you know, I don't know all the major cities, you know, the major capitals of all the countries in the world, but you know what? I can Google that. But how I do something else, you know, how I learn to, I don't know, to navigate a city, that's a skill I need. You know?
Yeah.
I can't necessarily Google it. How do I, you know, just teach me how to use a navigational aid or a map or ask a shopkeeper or a policeman, whatever. So it's the whole the movement from content, teaching skills, and the skills they need are critical thinking, problem solving, creativity.
Yes, that was actually one of the things that I saw one time. I was at a store and I saw these little inspirational things, and it was like all these things that a man should know how to do by 21, and one of them was go to a foreign country by yourself.
Ah, and why a man?
It was something for boys. I think it was like a graduation gift. I saw something gifts for boys, and one of the things that said was be able to navigate be able to go to a foreign country by yourself. And at that time, I think I was going to get something for my son, and it was he was actually going in from junior high to high school, and I was going to get him something on that. But that was one of the things that I remember was navigate or go to a foreign country by yourself. And and for women too. Yeah, it's not a man thing. It's just
a person,
just be able to go to a foreign country by yourself. And it's a little scary sometimes, but yeah.
Speaking of which, I keep on, the comfort zone and, you know, pushing that envelope, opening that door, whatever expression you want to use. I today accepted to go and speak at a festival in Croatia. Liberty Festival.
Wow.
And it's going to be amazing. It's the end of the month. Look up. It's liberation.today is the website. I think I posted on my LinkedIn account anyway. But there's going to be, it's organized by a man who is running the new Tesla. So Tesla, Nikola Tesla's grandson will be there. There's going to be all sort of sustainable energies, because that's what the new Tesla company is about. Tesla coin's been launched there. And then there's going to be lots of DJs from Ibiza.
Oh, really? Really? All right. I can get down with that.
It's so funny because you have all these DJs doing
Tesla
all these
coin. I see that.
Yeah,
true Tesla.
New Tesla, yeah. Dean Thomas is the guy who's behind it. He's invited me. And I'm being sponsored by SVK Crypto. Go Shane, Kyo, yay.
Wow, look at you.
And, but the gas thing is that these all these discos, because Shane also, he runs SVK Crypto in London, but he also is a DJ. He's always DJed. He's been with the Ministry of Sound, traveled all over the world. So I thought it would suit him terribly, but he can't make it. But I'm going anyway. But I can just see that they're always so cool. Like Shane is so cool. He's like, they'll be me doing my 1980s disco dancing.
Right on.
I don't know. I have no body coordination. I look beautiful on the inside. The inside, I am just whizzing.
Oh, please.
On the outside, I dance like Phoebe from Friends. You know, my friend Phoebe runs. Yes. I'm going to dance a bit like that. I'm awesome. I'm so sexy. I'm too sexy.
And the more alcoholic, adult beverage, not alcoholic, adult beverages that you have, the better you can dance, you know.
I'm brilliant by the end of the night.
Yes.
That's when I'm doing the horizontal dancing. Oh, no, that's very rude.
All right, on. Now we know where it's going to go. We got those Ibiza DJs. I think what they call them, party favors floating around and horizontal dancing.
I was thinking of, there's a very funny English film about football, and I think a young Keira Knightley's in it. It's a very funny thing. But they do, they lie down and they have like dancing, like, you know, snow things, and you know, snow on the snow type thing.
Uh-huh.
That's what I meant to say.
I sure you did. All right.
Innocent.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Oh, dear Lordy me.
That's awesome.
This is not to be aired in Croatia. People get the wrong idea. They'll
have to transcribe it anyway. I don't think the horizontal dancing even translates to Croatian.
I told you I should have stayed in the dark.
Oh, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. This is good radio. This is good radio right here, baby. This is good radio. This is what gets ratings.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
So, all right. So you're going to Croatia. And that is in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, the 23rd
and 24th, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And the 25th.
Saturday and Sunday.
And 26th.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's 4 days.
I know.
Wow.
And it's all empowerment, and it's all going to be meditation, and there's going to be an international cycle race in the middle of it all.
Right, I see that. Yeah, look like you got the cycle race,
and it's not very expensive either. The actual the tickets are like a fiver a day because they want it to be inclusive. So you've all this content and people and speakers, yeah. But it's very inexistent getting there. It shouldn't be too expensive. And
tickets on sale soon. The tickets haven't gone on sale yet, it's coming up in a couple of weeks.
They're expecting 10,000 people to sign up.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing. Okay, well, good to know about that. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. And let me tell you about one of the very funny things. This is very funny. It's a new friend of mine. I'm not working for them or anything, so I'm not shitting the product or anything, but this is great.
Okay.
Right, let me just see. There's this new thing called, remember Pokemon Go?
Yes. Yes.
Well, the kids are doing the augmented reality.
Yes.
This is a new thing called Aircoins, and it's so clever. It's the same way. It's a crypto treasure hunt. You download it. It's both the iOS and the Android. You download it on your phone, and then you go around and you pick up coins that have the Wi-Fi is a bit slow in the house around.
Oh, it's the augmented reality type thing, just like okay.
But it's coins. You get coins.
Okay, is this for the kids or is this everybody? Is it targeted to the kids?
No, it's for a grown up. Well, kids too as well. These are the coins you can find. And the nice thing is that I think they're going to be having this crypto hunt at the Liberty Festival.
At the festival, okay. All right. Well, I got it up on the screen here. Yeah, it's air coins.
It's a lot of fun.
Wow. Okay.
You go around and people are thinking. I'm taking photographs of them. There's a coin.
Really?
It makes walking a lot more fun. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
And are they worth something? I mean, when you get them, are they?
You have a lot of them, I haven't actually. I think they're probably worth 0.00000 or something.
Oh, you. Okay, so it's like a lifetime to get like a buck's worth. All right.
Yeah, it could be. Well, mind you, what you could do as well, and the plan is that loads of coins want to be listed with them because it's such a fun thing. And then what you could do, advertising things, or you could do giveaways. So, you know, to say you are serious, coin, you could say, at the festival, I'm going to put 100, coins worth 10 or each all over the grounds, whatever. So people grab, pick them up. So that's worth picking them up,
Yeah.
So that's my exciting stuff for the moment.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I mean, yeah, get the kids out there doing stuff and get the adults out there doing stuff too. That's, good enough.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
So I thought Pokemon Go was a stupid thing.
Did you ever play it?
No.
You didn't?
No, that was my granny hat on. Not that I'm granny. Pokemon was stupid. And then, but I love air coins. I'm like, it's addictive.
It's Pokemon Go for the crypto world, yeah. Oh, that's good. I did play the Pokemon Go for a minute, and just long enough to get frustrated with it, and then forget it.
Okay. Well, apparently, I saw something. I think John McAfee is going to put some money into it. Ooh.
Wait, what? Guaranteed. He's
John McAfee
giving away money. What?
No, he's going to put. He's going to invest in air coins.
He's investing in air coins.
I think so. Yeah, I saw something earlier. Is that going? It could be. I don't know.
Wow. Is it on the site here? Is it?
I read it someplace. I read it actually in the Telegram group.
Press release, team features. Well, let's see if it's in the press release here. Probably not.
It was only today that I saw it, so it might have been in the Telegram group.
They're in Las Vegas. Montreal, Canada, and Las Vegas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Montreal. Emile is the founder. I've interviewed him. Very nice man.
Oh, you did? Okay. Cool guy, huh?
Yeah.
All right. It's not on here right now. Anyway,
It's out there someplace.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Have you been, since we last spoke? It seems like it's been a long time, but it's probably been like a month or so. But it seems that we haven't talked in years. Have you been traveling much? Have you been like cruising around the world?
No. I've been in London. That was it.
Yeah.
No, I've been quite quiet. This month, of course, I'm going to Croatia at the end of the month. That's nice. And then next month, it's Sri Lanka and Burgundy.
Sri Lanka. France. Okay.
Yeah.
I just talked to a guy from Sri Lanka a couple of days ago. He was actually in Houston. Festival over there, or is it a conference?
It's a two-day conference again, so I didn't need to firm up details. So I'm chairing that, and I'm chairing the conference in Burgundy as well. So, I'm looking forward to that. Pack my suitcase. I'm leaving on a jet.
Yeah, are you getting a lot of? Are you getting a lot? Getting pinged a lot to, or tipped a lot to come and speak at these things? Now that you're, I mean, you're one of the biggest women in crypto. So you're probably.
I know the diet. It's not working.
As that word fell out of my mouth, I was like, oh crap! I hope that doesn't go the wrong way.
I'm talking. There's a woman in technology in the Autumn in Dublin, and there's another Dublin one too as well. It's blockchain and finance. I finance the blockchain, so those two.
Yeah.
And then there's something else that I'm talking about too as well. I can't remember what. Yeah, there's a few things, pottering along. And again, I say this Croatian thing that only confirmed yesterday. I'm like very excited about that
because. Yeah.
I might even come back trendy. What do you think? I thought there's so much trendy people. I might say,
what do you mean you're going to come back trendy? They're going to come away with your style. They're going to be like, oh my God, this Jillian, man. This is our new thing. This is our new thing. Yeah. You're going to bring the taste of the Emerald Isle to them and bring some of the dark beer. Cause I'm sure they don't.
Stout.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I was just talking to Eamon, you know, Eamon Donlan. Have you guys met yet?
No.
Eamon Donlan. He was in Ireland for a little bit. His wife is Irish, and he was part of ESPN over in Ireland for a long time.
Okay.
Anyway, he's a friend of mine. He said that the beer the Guinness here in the States it does not translate well over the ocean. Once it leaves the plant and has to fly a few times, stick in coolers and then in a truck and in a warehouse and blah blah blah. And by the time it gets to somebody's glass, it is not what you would expect to have in Ireland.
There's two things. I think they probably brew it for a different market. You know, I think that's they obviously test. I mean, the Guinness at home is served cold. It's very thick. There's a term, the creamy head is like about this thick.
Yeah.
The white mustache mm-hmm. when you're drinking.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
And
oh,
the
yeah.
expression is you could trot a mouse across it. It's so thick. Really
you could
thick.
Trot a mouse across it.
Yeah. You could trot a mouse across it. Oh, you could trot two mice across it.
Yeah.
You could trot a whole. Oh, what's lots of mice?
Meese.
A herd of meese. A flock of meese. So I imagine that maybe yeah. people outside Ireland don't like it. Maybe it's brewed for a different taste. And then also, certainly at home, if there's a very, the Guinness reps, they go around, they clean all the pipes. There's a lot of work involved in keeping it
yeah.
just like that. And it has to, and it takes a long time to settle. You know, you put it up there first, and it's all creamy, it's all going, all this yeah. swirly stuff. You must leave about 5-6 minutes. Long time, maybe even longer, until it all rises, and
yeah.
then you serve it.
Man, you see that's a tough thing because I do love Guinness, and it's a shame that I'm thinking this is so good, but you're telling me that it's crap. Okay.
Well, it's just not Irish Guinness.
It's not Irish. Okay. Well, someday I'm going to come. I'm Irish, so I need to come out there. I need to be able to experience the Emerald Isle and kiss the Blarney Stone. Yeah. No. So.
Now, you know what they say about that?
What?
I was there once. I didn't kiss it as a child. I was too scared because there's a kind of a drop below it.
Yeah.
The joke is, I shouldn't really be saying this. Arm would kill me. But the joke is, they're certainly back in the day. I'm sure they're not allowed anymore. Back in the locals, if they weren't drinking, they go up and they urinate on the stone.
I was about to say, does it have something to do with peeing?
Yeah. But I think that was back in the day when they'd open access. It's like, back in the day also, as a school kid, we went to the Cliffs of Moher. It's very famous cliffs, and you look over the edge and look down on all the puffins and all the seagulls. It's amazing. But when I went there as a school trip, we were like right away to the edge. In fact, when I went to the edge, I lay down and I lay down at the edge and I had to get someone, because I couldn't look over, I was too scared. There's no barrier or anything. And someone to hold my feet so I wouldn't slip over. Well, the cliff wouldn't do that and I wouldn't fall
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting weak in the knees just thinking about that, yeah.
Ah, oh, horrendous. Of course, nowadays, it's all barriers and things you can't go past the point.
Okay,
so
good.
I'm sure people coming to see the Blarney Stone, I'm sure the locals are not allowed to get anywhere near that, no matter how many
times. All right, you've been drinking. Get the hell out of here.
I think it's safe.
Yeah, I actually have a buddy over here that he travels to Ireland at least once a year, and he always brags about going and kissing the Blarney Stone. I'm just wondering how much urine he actually brings back on his lips. That's
no, I'm sure it is safe. I mean, maybe my daughter's excellent, she got outside. Just checking, she was getting a lift from the station. Sorry,
okay.
Beg your pardon. She was up at the Dublin Horse Show today, so she was working all day with a friend
wow.
who was competing.
Oh,
so
cool.
She's just coming back now.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
All right. So, what besides that, the Croatian trip? Anything else between here and the end of the year?
Lots, actually. There's
yeah.
so much going on. Lots. There's lots. Actually,
we're not. We're not too far. I mean, we're not. We're just a little past the middle of the year. It seems
yeah.
like we're like already towards the back end of 18 here. But I guess we're just past the middle. Really, right?
Yeah.
It's eighth
yeah,
month.
A lot's happened. I mean, I'm also CEO of a blockchain company, which is, that's going to be really interesting because I haven't, I've run my own company before, but it was a marketing company, PR
yeah.
company. So it's different running a fintech company. So I'm learning skills all the time.
Yeah.
So watch this space. Yes. I think the founder invited me in to be the CEO. It's great. And I think he thought I was a very nice person. that's why I was doing the PR and stuff. Now that I'm CEO, I'm the boss.
Are you getting a little tough? Yeah.
I'm cracking that
whip. You rule with iron fist?
Yeah, he's going, I thought you were nice. I want to get these things done.
Yeah, you can't be my friend and work and run a company, man. You got to.
Yeah.
You do have
it
to.
It's funny. It is. I he looks at me like, I can see him looking at me going, well, did I make the right choice or not?
I thought this was going to be fun.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going, no, I'm sorry. I'm not amused.
Good.
Get that done.
Good. That's good, man. Yeah, you got to crack the open bubble. I get it. And so, that's great, man. I'm so excited that I get to do this with you every once in a while. Are you coming to the States anytime soon?
I don't know.
No, you don't.
Unless someone invites me.
Well, you are invited to the North American Sports and Blockchain Conference. If it, I mean, God, talk about putting on an event that just sounds like wonderful. Everyone's bragging about it, but it's a lot of work for this. But we've moved it to February, in LA.
February looks good in my diary.
Does it?
Yes.
Good. Well, February 4th, 5th, and
6th. Oh, old fashioned. I write. I use a.
Hey, good. Diaries. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I prefer to write.
Yeah, you can't delete that, can you?
Yeah, I just scribble all over the thing. What did I write there? Yeah, February looks good.
All right. Well, I hope to make a few things happen to where, you know, we'd like to have you out because, you know, there's, you know, you're talking about that the women the Irish Hockey League and stuff. It would be great. You know, we're trying to figure out ways that you can tokenize. And that's one of the school things that we're dealing with because, you know, I don't know if you know about the economic perils of the universities in the United States, but most of them are upside down millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in the sports program. And I think it was the University of Oklahoma was $1 billion in debt, and which is mind-boggling because you think that once you get a couple of $100 million that you stop digging that hole and figure a way to get out, but they just kept going. They thought they would just dig right through to the other side of the earth and come out on the other side and be positive. It doesn't work like that, kids. And so working with the guys over at Sustainability Capital, they're actually developing some stuff to work with some local teams to see if that actually fits. So it'd be great to know if they could take that model and place it in different worlds.
Okay. Do you know what'd be interesting too as well with the Irish hockey team, like all the way to the semi-final, and they were beaten by the Dutch, but they amazing. They're all amateur girls, as I was saying earlier, and the lads are all the other guys are all professional. They were actually sponsored by a software company, and actually as it happened, software company. They're actually on radio. And to give them credit. They spent about $50,000 in the end, but their budget was much smaller because it was only an amateur team. You know, they said they'd fly them when they qualified for the World Cup.
Wow.
And then they had to keep on writing new checks as they got further and further because they couldn't leave them out of the hotel room. You know, they had to campaign for stuff. So you never know. We might talk to them about getting the team out because they are such heroes. I mean, that's just amazing.
Wow.
Complete amateurs and getting to the semi-final in the World Cup. Wow.
Wow. Well, that's just the heart and the soul, and it doesn't really come down to how much they're getting paid or whatever, but how much you love the game. And
some of them, they had to even contribute to going there. They had to pay for stuff.
Yeah, but that makes you want it even more. If that's going to come out of your pocket to go do something, that's going to make you want to be better. You know, you don't want to go all that way.
When they were playing the matches, they were such a good team. The smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
You could see they were loving. So it was super. So you want the Irish hockey team at your sponsor, blockchain show. Sure.
That's great, man.
I'm going to say it to them. I'm going to find that sponsor's name and say it to them.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. We'll get them on the, bring that up on the website somewhere. Anyway. Well, great. You know, I'm so cool to talk with you. More news coming soon on more women in blockchain and getting the women involved, the girls involved, school kids involved, obviously. And so that's let's keep it moving.
Brilliant.
Cool.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Hi, Julian.
As always.
Beautiful talking with you. Your lass.
Yeah, that's cool.
Lass. All right.
To be sure.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to talking with you soon. All right. You take a great evening over there for me. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye. Well, look, just have